It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. The Justice Department last month decided not to penalize the authors of the torture memos written after 9/11. We heard from the ACLU about the decision and the debate over torture, harsh interrogation techniques, and executive power. We also heard from one of the memo's authors, John Yoo, which troubled a number of our listeners. I am appalled that Talk of the Nation has given John Yoo, who I view as a criminal, a spot on the show. He obviously overstepped constitutional provisions in making suggestions to the Bush administration authorizing harsh interrogation techniques or torture. He should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Shame on UNPR and shame on Talk of the Nation. That by email from Eric Vanderbeek in Lewistown, Montana. We also talked last week about the far-reaching effects of the recession. One guest made the point that many 20-somethings seem to lack initiative and entrepreneurial spirit. C. Bolger emailed to complain of all the arrogant things to say. If you remember, a lot of the baby boomer parents said the same thing about you. Kids are kids, and then they grow up. And while that program painted a bleak picture of our immediate economic future, we did hear from some of you who've managed to weather the downturn well. Aaron Work emailed from Norfolk, Virginia. My husband and I have a steady income, health insurance for the whole family, a place to live, and a retirement plan. In addition, just about anyone in the country could be living this life. What does my husband do? He's in the military. A quick note from last week's opinion page. Nadia Arumugam told us to ignore the Best Buy dates you see on most of the food you buy and instead follow your nose. That's what Maurice Green does. I stopped taking food expiration dates very seriously when I found a batch of milk in the store with an expiration date of February 32nd. Finally, news this week that the book Last Train from Hiroshima has been pulled from the shelves by its publisher. We talked with the author, Charles Pellegrino, in January. The book vividly recounted the lives of people who survived both of the bombs that ended the Second World War. It was also apparently based in part on lies. Pellegrino now acknowledges that one of his interview subjects made up his story. The publisher says Pellegrino faces new questions about whether two other men in the book even existed, questions he has not been able to answer to the publisher's satisfaction. James Cameron had optioned the book for a possible film. That project is likely in jeopardy. We've invited Charles Pellegrino back on the program to tell us what happened. He has not yet returned our calls, but the invitation stands. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by David Gura, John Asante, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, Susanna George, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. Our intern is Dominic Ruiz Esparza. Gwen Uden directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Dennis Nielsen and Neil Ellis. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Ellen Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, so much politics, so little time, political junkie Ken Rudin joins us, along with former Governor Mitt Romney about his new book, No Apologies. We hope you will, too. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.